The United States and Mexico have resolved a trade dispute over telephone services. U.S. telephone companies contend the agreement should save Americans a lot of money, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Every year, Mexicans and U.S. residents spend more than 6 billion minutes talking to each other on the phone. Richard Mills, a spokesman for the U.S. Trade Representative, points out that Mexico ranks second only to Canada among the countries Americans call most often.
We're their number one destination for international calls as well. So this is a lot of calls, and so this affects a lot of people.
Mills says the agreement stands to benefit all of them. The negotiations that produced it started after the U.S. filed a case against Mexico with the World Trade Organization, and Mexico lost. The WTO said Mexico's barriers to free trade and telecommunications violated global trading rules. The complaint centered around inflated fees for long-distance calls. To place calls into foreign countries, U.S. carriers have to connect with foreign carriers for a fee or lease the telephone lines themselves. Mexico barred U.S. companies from leasing lines and granted only one Mexican company, Telmex, the exclusive right to negotiate interconnection rates for calls routed across the border. Telmex is Mexico's formerly government-run telephone monopoly and still controls 90% of Mexico's phone lines. The U.S. accused Telmex of charging artificially high fees and forcing U.S. consumers and businesses to pay the price.
We've estimated that U.S. companies and U.S. consumers have had excess payments of over $1 billion since 2000.
The new agreement takes away Telmex's exclusive right to negotiate fees and allows each carrier to negotiate on its own. It also aims to help smaller telecommunications companies break into Mexico's market. Again, Richard Mills.
It's been our experience that the more competition that you have within the sector, the lower the rates will be and the more choices consumers will have. And that's what our goal has really been about.
80% of cross-border calls between the U.S. and Mexico originate in the U.S., so U.S. consumers and businesses stand to save the most. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.